Has it been 8 days or 8 weeks in the Big Brother house?
So much has flipped this week, it's truly hard to tell.
With the head of household making hot promises to every single house guest, someone is bound to get burned.
Things are definitely warming up this summer.
I'm Madison.
And I'm AJ, and this is On the Block,
a podcast about Big Brother.
Yeah, first week down.
First week down.
Big time. A lot of stuff happened. A lot. It felt like we honestly went through like 5 weeks of drama within a week.
It felt like a lot just because I think the game kind of progressed really fast. And I think a lot of that has to do with Frenchie playing.
No doubt.
So hard. Like there's like so many alliances and like final twos and all of these things that normally happen like much later in the game are happening now.
No, absolutely. I'm curious what the balance of that will be, like if everyone will start jumping into that this next week or.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just confused. He like made an alliance literally with everyone for like all different reasons. So like he like bonded with the parents and then he bonded with Brent and then he had a final two with Derek F, and it just felt like he was like the all girls alliance thing.
Yeah, my mind is blown.
Like, I don't know. He felt like he was playing so hard. But I don't want to talk too much about Frenchie, at least yet. I want to talk about some of the funny things I noticed from Sunday's episode. So, like, I think it's hilarious that Sarah Beth is lying about being a voice actor and people are, like, believing her, and she's, like, telling them that she's, like, does, like, voices for, like, indie video games and things like that. She's just making all of it up.
Completely. I mean, it seems believable, I guess, with her.
It's just funny. And they're all like, yeah, wow, that's so cool. I thought in that first episode on Sunday, like, it was really cool how, like, Kyland was just, like, so excited to be in the house. Like, whoa, I can't believe we're here. Like, I thought that was cool. And then Derek F. was, like, so obsessed with the have-not room. And he was like, whoa, like, how do they come up with this stuff? Like, I just like that all these people feel, like, so, like, honored and excited to be in the house. Which feels very different than, like, past seasons where people are just kind of, like, I deserve to be here. Or, like, whatever.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's refreshing to watch people like that and to, like, experience that with them, because it just feels more genuine and more fun, and you want to root for them. Like, I feel like this episode, it's switched my perspective a lot on who, like, I kind of had, like, my prejudgments on of people, of who I'd like, who I wouldn't like, and I feel like there's probably, like, half the house, my first impression kind of flipped.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think it's actually really interesting how this season people just seem so much more genuine, I guess, and like real people. Like, they just seem like they are real humans, like, on this show. They weren't, like, trying to become reality TV stars. They're just, like, normal people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think all of them really do have, like, interesting stories. Like, even the kind of like bro frat boys, like, are interesting and, like, have, like, good hearts and interesting stories. And so I think that's, like, refreshing this season, at least. So yeah, I wanna talk a little bit about, so the nominations happened and Kyland and Alyssa were on the block. And I think this is interesting because Kyland is black and Alyssa is a girl. And Frenchie made it very clear that he didn't want to nominate people who normally go home early. And so in my head, that would be like a black person and a girl. And he told Alyssa face to face that she was safe and then put her on the block. So I just thought that was, like, so interesting and, like, interesting gameplay, because then later on we see him sort of, like, grappling with a replacement nominee because he told that person they were safe, but he didn't care when he put Alyssa up after telling her she was safe. So it's just sort of like, I don't really understand like why or when his morals sort of like kick in and when they don't. And like, I don't know. It's just an interesting, but yeah. So Kylan and Alyssa found themselves on the block this week, but there is this wild card competition. And that's the reason that they both were nominated, is because initially Frenchie was targeting Christian. And I think Sarah Beth was sort of on to this, or kind of knew like Frenchie's going to nominate like the bros of the house. And so she actually told Christian when they were picking players for the wild card competition that she thought he really needed to play.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like good looking out for her teammate. Like that would help her as well, because that Absolutely. Would keep someone on her team.
Yeah.
But I thought that was like very smart of her to kind of be paying attention to. So that was good looking out. And so then Kylan, Christian, and Hannah played in the wild card competition, which was they had to find items and be really quiet and like find like the phone, wallet, and keys within 5 minutes. And Kylan was horrible at this.
Horrible.
Christian was a little bit smarter. He like kind of started to notice like trends, like when you open the door to be really quiet and things like that. And then Hannah looked like she did really well, but I think that was the way that they like edited the
episode. Yeah, they edited it for sure. Like she was doing amazing.
So yeah.
Granted, she would have won.
She would have won
if she got under 5 minutes.
Yes. She was quieter.
Yeah.
But she took too long.
Yeah.
So I do think that like this scenario sort of like put Frenchie's back into a corner, because the entire week he sort of knew who he wanted like out. Like, he put Kylan up as a pawn, but he really wanted out the other person. And because of this, he couldn't nominate Christian. So I do think, like, he was kind of forced into a corner. But I also think that's because, unfortunately, he had made an alliance with literally everyone else in the house. So he didn't really have any other options. So I don't think he really kept his options open very well. By, like, he should have just, like, either not made any alliances or just, like, only had, you know, a couple people so that he had more options to put people on the block.
No, absolutely. He seemed like one of those people where he had this idea of a game plan, but his mind... I think this is, like, this is a point in case where you see in Big Brother, it's just as much as a mental game and being able to hold your ground with, like, knowing where you're standing with people and how to build alliances, and he doesn't know how to do any of that.
No, and I think it probably got to his head that he was, like, the first HOH. He really got paranoid and, like, honestly blew up his own game. Like, he was really set up for, like, to have a good game.
Yeah.
And he kind of blew it by being, like, paranoid, walking around the house, like, listening to people who are talking. Like, it was just, like, what are you doing? Like, you're the head of household. Like, no one can nominate you. Like, you have no reason to be paranoid. You're, like, chill.
Enjoy the game.
Literally, like, enjoy the week. Like, you're safe. And if you kind of get consensus from the house and do what everyone wants, then they won't come after you next week. So it really is just sort of like he blew it up himself. Oh, and I forgot to mention. So because Christian won, he got to spin this wheel and it let him know the number of teammates he could keep safe as well. And he got one and he decided to choose Xavier. Which is ironic, because had he chosen Alyssa, she couldn't have gone on the block.
Yeah.
But he didn't, and then she ends up on the block. So, at the end of Sunday's episode, we have Alyssa and Kylan on the block, Frenchie's speech, super weird, about going after Big Fish, which he obviously means Christian. But, like, it's week one. Like, this should just be sort of like a... Oh, you're boring. We don't really get along. We have nothing in common. I'm sending you home. No hard feelings. Like, it's not... These people aren't going to jury. They're not going to have a say in whether or not you win. Like, it really doesn't matter. So, like, this is the time to sort of get out people who it's like, I could never see myself working with them, and they wouldn't be a vote for me in the jury house.
No, absolutely.
So, okay, moving on to Wednesday night's episode. So, they are about to play for the veto. And Frenchie is just, like, running out of options here. So he decides, based off of his paranoia snooping around the house, that he wants to target Derek X. because him and Travis allegedly are just talking about Frenchie all the time, which I think is a stretch. I think they probably mentioned, like, oh, he's getting really annoying and really paranoid. And then Frenchie heard that and was like, cool, I'm going after you, which is just admitting that you're paranoid and annoying.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating, but he sort of targets Derek X, but they haven't picked players yet for the veto. So we know that Kyland, Alyssa, and Frenchie will play, but we do not know who else will play at this point. I loved the part where all the black people coming together to like help Kyland when he's on the block. He's like really upset, rightfully so. He's done nothing to anyone. Everyone in the house loves him. He doesn't know why he's on the block. And they were really like supportive and helping him. And I just like loved that part of it. And I like that they show that on the episode and not just like banking on people seeing that on the live feeds.
No, absolutely. It was a super good moment. Especially since he was breaking down and they're like, cool, like we have you, like this is a safe spot for you to be able to do this.
Yeah.
As soon as we step out of this room, let's hold it together and keep it moving. But right now you can break down and be.
Yeah. And yeah, just like. You don't really see a lot of that support when people are on the block because, you know, everyone's sort of out for themselves. But I think they all see the bigger picture of, like, why they're there and, like, why it's important. And so it was just really great. So, yeah, then you have Brent, who is in a final two with Frenchie but likes Derek X and is friends with Derek X, kind of telling him, like, hey, man, like, Frenchie's sort of coming after you. And so... It was interesting, but Derek X gets picked for the veto, so he gets to play, which is great because he ends up saving himself because he wins. And it honestly seemed like it was a veto made for Derek X. Like, it's a puzzle. Like, he is, like, techie and, like, really smart. And so it seemed like, you know, some contests are, like, more physical and some are more brains and some are social, and like it just seemed like this was one made for him. So I'm really glad it was like all brains, not a physical comp, and he ended up using the veto on Kyland, which I thought was really fantastic because he even admitted like there is no reason for Kyland to be on the block.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then going back to Kyland, we have the cookout.
Yes.
Which is just the best. So excited that they formed an official alliance, that they gave it a name, that they're being really smart about it, that they're trying to really lay low and, like, not make it obvious that, like, they're all working together. And I'm just really happy that they're all there together. Like they said, there's never been that many black people in the house. And I would love to see their alliance make it all the way to the point where they're the only ones left in the house. So you know that there has to be like a black winner and second place and third place. And I think that would just be like amazing.
Yeah, I think this is a big year for that. And it's going to be exciting to see. I hope. Well, I mean, I already feel like watching that, the bond within that group, they're already going to be looking out for each other.
Totally.
So there's not going to be a lot of petty behind the back within each other.
Totally. I think they are going to stick it. I think that's going to be the most successful alliance this season. But we'll see. So the veto is used on Kyland. So at the end of Wednesday night's episode, we have Travis going up as a replacement nomination, even though Travis was one of the very first people that Frenchie offered safety to and promised he would keep safe before he was even HOH.
Yeah.
Frenchie literally said, if I win HOH, I promise you all are safe, to the people who came in with him. And Travis was one of them. And I think that's really interesting that he turned his back on that.
Yeah, it completely speaks to who Frenchie is as a person, unfortunately.
Totally. So Kyland being safe is great, and, like, I'm proud of Derek X for doing that and, like, keeping him safe over Alyssa, who maybe could have, like, tried to manipulate him and, like, be, like, flirty and friendly and, like, try to get safety. And she did talk to him about it, and at the end of the day, Derek X still saved Kyland. So I just think that's great that Derek X still used it on Kyland. And then the Slaughterhouse is officially formed. So that's Frenchie, Derek F., Christian, Kylan, Xavier, Brent, Alyssa, and Whitney.
So half the house.
It's literally half the house. More than half of the house. And, like, literally every single one of them says in their diary room session, like, this is not going to work. Like, this is stupid, but they're all playing along with it because they know that Frenchie is sort of controlling everything right now because he's HOH. So I also don't understand why Whitney is in any alliance or why anyone would want to work with her. She seems literally useless. And then Frenchie goes on to make an alliance with Hannah, Claire, Asa, and Tiffany, which is so dumb. He said he came into the house wanting to do an all-girls alliance with him.
With a guy leading it.
Yes. So, literally the dumbest thing. Yeah, I mean, they all are like, LOL, like, you're going home. Like, we are voting you out the first chance we get. So, I think he's just getting played, which is kind of funny. And the entire house literally wants him gone.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, because we've seen French try to create so many different alliances, and he's literally pulling all these different people from the same groups in different rooms and be like, cool, you guys are the ones. And so at this point, everyone just knows. They're like, dude, like...
Yeah, well, and, like, that's not how alliances get formed. They sort of get formed because it's like, oh, we've been hanging out a lot, we're friends, and, like, we could work together. Or, like, oh, we...
I trust you.
We have, like, a duo, and, like, look over there, there's a duo, and they have different skills than us, so let's have a chat with them. It's not like, hey, like, Frenchie asked me to go up to the HOH room, and there's eight other people in there, and we're forming an alliance all of a sudden. Like, that's not how that works. So, I don't know. But Travis is keeping good spirits, even though he is on the block. He does a really funny thing for Kylan's birthday. He turned 30 in the house.
He got the little striptease.
Yes, so that was funny. Super funny. And so Travis goes up to the HOH room to sort of make his final case with Frenchie. And honestly, at this point, I want Travis to stay because I think he makes very good points and I actually like him. I think he's really nice and like funny and cool. And, like, I don't know, he just seems like he's, like, trying to really form genuine relationships in the house and, like, have a good time, whereas Alyssa's just kind of there, and her only thing is she doesn't want to be the first one evicted, which I think is a stupid reason to keep her. So, yeah, I mean, basically Travis says, like, he is also a threat, so that would protect Frenchie. Alyssa cannot offer him anything at all. And Travis has been super loyal, which is true because Travis was loyal to Frenchie, even though Frenchie was not loyal to him.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing what it came down to. Travis was a bigger threat, and Alyssa, I think she'll be able to slide by.
100%. Yeah, I think Frenchie will definitely go before Alyssa, whereas if he had kept Travis, it could have protected him a little bit.
Yeah.
I was pretty shocked by the vote, honestly.
Same.
I thought Kylan would for sure keep his friend Travis. I thought Derek X would for sure keep Travis. I think Travis really had the votes to stay if he had maybe gone to everyone in the house and been like, look, I know that you want Frenchie out and I do too. And if you keep me, I will go after him. I think he could have flipped a lot of these votes, but it doesn't seem like he really tried to do that.
Yeah, it seemed like he was a little bit too easygoing about it.
Yeah.
I really wish he did what you just said, because that would have been, I think, the selling point for everyone, where you're like, cool.
Yeah.
You aren't coming after any of us.
Right. I really don't know. I'm still trying to grapple with why they kept Alyssa. And it does sound like, based off of his interview with Julie, like, he did try to sort of blow up Frenchie's game before the vote, but he kind of knew he was going out. Yeah. So, really, really interesting. So then they have the new HOH competition. So Travis is out, Alyssa stays, and they did this HOH comp, which was sort of this like weird like croquet golf combination where they had to hit a ball from a certain spot into the mouth of the shark. They all picked their spots, and the higher the number, the more difficult it was, But if you got it from a higher number, you were the new head of household. So a lot of people missed. Most people missed.
Yeah, the majority.
Alyssa and Brent made it. They were the first two. And then farther down the line, Kylan made it and no one else made it after him. So he was the new head of household, which I think is really great for the cookout. I think that's really great for his team, who just lost a player.
Yeah, and for himself, for that confidence.
And for himself, 100%. I also think that sort of will bring more opportunities for, like, alliances to him because people will want to make deals to keep their safety. So he'll, if he saves people, he'll have people in his corner as well. So I think it's really great for him, and I'm very excited. I think he is, like, I mean, Travis said he thinks Kylan is going to win, which I think is an interesting take, but I wouldn't doubt if he made it very far based off of his personality. And
yeah,
he has a really good, he's a really good personality, and I think he'll and have a good social too. Game. Yeah. And make a lot of friends and make genuine relationships to stay. So we got a little teaser for the new wild card competition, which is that if you win, in order to keep safety, you have to switch teams. So bum, bum, bum. Don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, that's going to switch up a lot of dynamics. Because initially, I mean, I guess it's only been a week, but, like, you want to kind of prove your loyalty to your team because it's, like, it's
that's a your given. Team. Yeah, yeah. That's, like, your first alliance, sort of a built-in alliance. So it will be interesting to see. And, like, do you get to pick what team? Do you get to swap with anybody? Like, what does that look like? It'll be interesting to see on Sunday night what happens with the wild card competition. Yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch. And who gets nominated and all of the things. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm here for the drama, and I think Frenchie is not going down without a fight, but I think he's going down very soon. We will see.
Yeah, I'm honestly hashtag Team French out.
Same. I think I would say most of America is get Frenchie out of the Frenching house. I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
See you at the cookout. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Our music is by Harrison Amer.